So the Diamond Sutra is telling us to aim our supported, dependent practice at unsupported practice, unsupported generosity, unsupported meditation, unsupported ethics, and so on. A generosity, a spiritual life that is independent of, unsupported by, sense experience and mental constructions. The Bodhisattva will use sense experience, will use things, but he'll not be defined and limited by them. Of course, he has to use things. He has to use the medium of sense experience. He has to use ideas. In a way, he has to use the notions of self and other to communicate with people, but he's not going to be defined and limited by them. So the generosity, the practice, goes on and on. It goes on when there is no reason for it to go on. When everybody else is saying, you can't carry on giving. You can't carry on living in this way. You can't do that. Where everybody else would think you're crazy to do it. It goes on even if the body is in pain, even if it's broken. It goes on through illness. Goes on however others treat you, whether they block you, abuse you, or just change. Or if there's just the impermanence of things. The generosity, the practice, the path, the Bodhisattva's life, goes on. The best example in Buddhist literature that I know of this is the account of the Buddha's last days. Really extraordinary. I mean, when you read the sutra, the sutta, the Mahaparinibbana Sutta closely, you can see that what is communicated is that the Buddha is in tremendous pain. He's in his 80s, he's suffering from the ravages of old age, he's very, very sick, with chronic dysentery, with appalling back pain. He's really suffering severe illness. He's completely broken and beaten up. And when you read the Parinibbana Sutta, don't have an idea that the Buddha's walking around like it's depicted in Tankas. I mean, you'll see that, you know, the Buddha's Parinibbana. And he looks just the same as he did when he was enlightened. Well, it would not have been like that. He would have been this old man, you know, completely bashed up and beaten up. But he carries on walking, carries on teaching, carries on glowing with the Dharma. There's just unconditioned, unsupported generosity. Generosity undefined by sense experience. This kind of generosity doesn't even think in terms of being generous. There's no self, there's no other, there's no thing given. There's just the unforced flow, the natural flow. Perhaps generosity is not quite the right word, and perhaps we don't even have a word for what dana paramita, the perfection of generosity, is, because in the first place you wouldn't be thinking in terms of ownership. So I don't think we really have a word for dana paramita. Perhaps dana paramita is the word. Perhaps a way of approaching it would be something like the notion of sharing, but not in the sense of dividing things up, but in the sense of an abundance, just which isn't yours, which you're in touch with, but which you, as it were, put people in touch with. That sounds very weak. Lin Chi says, to practice giving is to give everything away. This means to give up perceptions of self, being, life and fixed soul. Practice of giving involves giving up your sense of a fixed and separate self. So, I think we can see from this that giving then is not an elementary practice at all. Like metta, it's the beginnings of wisdom. If you really go into giving in its fullness, you arrive at the perfection of wisdom.